From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. The cost of fighting a disease that's ravaging Florida's citrus industry is triggering growers to abandon their groves. Citrus greening causes orange trees to decline and die within a few years, and there's no cure right now. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros reports these grove graveyards become breeding grounds for the disease.
James Paul is a third-generation Florida farmer. He's driving his pickup through some of the 2,000 acres of orange groves he owns in Hendry County, east of Fort Myers. On either side of the dirt road are rows upon rows of leafy green trees. Oranges hang from their limbs. But Paul says about 25% of his groves cannot grow fruit anymore because they're infected with citrus greening. He pulls up to a cluster of shorter, thinner trees with no oranges.
This is the grove right here. This is the one that I'm continuing to cut back.
Can we get out? Is that okay?
Sure.
How does this look different than the other groves that we were driving through?
It's just weaker. You can see the trees don't have the dense foliage the other ones do. Look at this tree right here. I mean, you can see completely through the tree. I mean, there's hardly any fruit set on this tree. I mean, this tree right here is not gonna do much at all.
Paul spent the last 4 years trying to salvage this orange grove from the disease. He used different soil experiments and sprays, but he says he spent too much money on this grove and is gradually putting less cash into rehabilitation.
Some of this stuff is just not worth it. You know, I can tell it doesn't matter how much I spent on this grove, it only gets to a certain point, it doesn't get any better.
This is what growers across the state are dealing with. Either sink more money into fighting the disease, repurpose their land, or just walk away. The Florida Department of Agriculture says growers have abandoned about 130,000 acres of groves. Callie Walker with the department says the ghost groves are dangerous. That's because citrus greening is spread by an insect called the psyllid, and they thrive in these uncontrolled areas.
Not only does it hold a source of inoculum where the tree is got the disease itself, and it's breeding a new progeny to go out and feed on other citrus trees, but groves like this also can harbor other diseases.
Walker takes me through an orange grove in Hendry County that a farmer abandoned last year. The property has not been mowed in months, so the grass is really tall. Cabbage palms and other out-of-place plants are growing between rows of mostly dry orange trees.
It's hard to see it. You never get used to it because you know that somebody's livelihood is gone. You know, you are seeing the loss of an iconic industry to the state of Florida, and it's heartbreaking.
But soon, this land will look a lot different because the Department of Ag is going to shred these trees, turning them into wood chips. That will effectively rid the property of citrus greening. This is part of a federally funded program to remove abandoned groves when failing growers cannot afford to do it themselves. Last year, the department got $1 million from the federal government, but that only removed 2% of the abandoned groves statewide. This year, it received about $1 million again, though Callie Walker is concerned this is it for funding, because now they need to prove to the feds that the program is working.
It's hard, you know, because there's such a need for abandoned grove removal because it is such a threat to the industry. But at the same time, I understand the federal side that funding dollars are very limited.
The Department of Ag encourages growers to find new uses for their land, like citrus grower James Paul. He plans to grow blueberries or peaches on his own dime. He may even raise cattle. But he's still fighting to stay in the citrus industry.
It's just an internal challenge that I have within myself to see, is it doable? I mean, if I curate the healthiest soil that I can have and the healthiest root system I can have on the tree, it's a personal challenge I have just to see.
How does it feel seeing your grove this way?
Oh, it's discouraging. I mean, when you're passionate about it, obviously, if you're going to be in the game, you're going to be somewhat passionate about it. Otherwise, you would already have been out of it. But, it's just a little bit depressing.
But also, the majority of your groves are doing well, right?
Yes, those are the ones I make sure I ride at the end of the day before I go home so I can actually sleep at night.
Paul says he's going to continue educating himself about the citrus greening disease so he can combat it. He says he'll try different nutritional plans and continue testing grove samples. He can afford to do this, but for some, this is just not an option anymore. They're done. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.